Rise and shine. It's Big Breakfast time with Martin van der Merwe.
Lekker, Marty.
Oh, Adrian, jou sportsmaster.
Dank u.
Woehoe. Ek luister graag na Zelda Goeds in die ochtend.
Your number one choice in Central South Africa. The Big Breakfast on OFM.
Sandro, South Africa's number one breakfast show!
Hi, it's Martin from the Big Breakfast on OFM. Now, this week on the show, the team felt it was time for a change, and we introduced a buzzer system into Shower Thoughts. Australia is the biggest social experiment ever conducted on Earth. I saw a tweet the other day, actually, of a guy who said, "What would happen if we took all the criminals in the world and we put them on an island somewhere? What would they say?" And the first comment was probably something like, "Good day, mate."
Yeah.
So I guess that's a fact.
Oh, come on.
I thought about this. Because I went to go and visit my sister this weekend. There was children involved and babies crying. And I thought to myself, if adults could cry like babies when they were tired, work days would be a lot shorter. Is that your buzzer?
I have to draw the line somewhere. Goodness. That buzzer honestly almost gave me a heart attack.
I almost died just now.
Andrew, can you please not set the loudest audio you can find? I have to draw the line somewhere.
I don't know if that was worth a buzz. I think it's good. I think start crying if you're tired.
I forgot what it was.
Let me continue. I still have one buzzer left. The first caveman to cover his private parts must have been really insecure.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. Yeah. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
That's your idea of a buzzer.
Ons het toe op 'n soektog gegaan om die kwaadste vrou in Suid-Afrika op te spoor.
Goeiemôre OFM. Ek gaan nou nie met julle my storie deel van die kwaadste wat ek al was nie. Maar ek kan vir julle die toppunt van kwaad sê. Is as 'n man dronk by die huis kom en sy vrou staan en wag vir hom by die deur met 'n besem en hy sê vir haar: "Maak jy vir 'n slag skoon of vlieg jy iewers heen?"
Yes, daar is die trick. Dit is nou as jy nou regtig braaf wil wees hier dag.
You're looking for trouble, you ask me.
Hoere, ek het een aand, toe ek bietjie gaan kuier en kom ek huis toe. Toe ek huis toe kom, toe ek aan die deur klop, sê my meisie vir my, "Hoorie, gaan sy my terug daar vanaf 5 en dan kom." Ek sê van, "Nee, is reg, ek het eintlik net my bankkaart kom haal." Eers sê dit, hoor, dis vir my, "Hey, jy gaan nêrens nie. Jy gaan nêrens, jy mag net in die huis inkom." So ja, ek het hom seker gewen daar enetjie.
That's good. Hey, kom ek, ek gaan die bankkaart kry, as ek weer op pad. Jy moet nooit vir 'n vrou sê jy moet relax nie.
Never.
Ja. Jy moet maar...
Never.
Vir chill,
I thought you were going to start with basics. Like, don't look her directly in the eyes.
Ja. Yeah. Dan nie nie ook kyk.
They smell fear.
Ja, hulle kan het reik. En dan, dink groot ding wat ek achtergekom het is, jy moet nooit een vrou patronize nie. Verstaan? En vir die vrouwens, wat dit beteken is, dit is iets wat een goeie intentie doen, maar dit is nie eindelijk een goeie intentie.
Jy soek die moeilijkheid.
There you go.
Martin.
That was your recipe for success.
Your arme boys. Vrou.
And in the unbelievable truth, we learned more about the Soccer World Cup. After winning the World Cup for Argentina in 1986 as a result of the controversial Maradona Hand of God, Diego Maradona was knighted in Argentina. Now, a knight in Argentina is above the law and is allowed to get away with petty crimes, as we've seen him at this World Cup.
Waka waka e nene. Yes. This guy has been like naughty the whole World Cup.
Yeah.
Ek glo nie dit is waar nie. Oh, nee, ek glo dit is waar bedoel ek. So I moest daarmee wegkom.
You sound like him right now.
Yes, you actually do. Listen, Diego, no one is above the law. First of all, there's no monarchy in Argentina. You cannot be knighted. And I don't think, just because you're a great footballer, the law doesn't apply to you.
Maar
if that was the case...
Niemand doet niet zo weer.
Because he's insane, that's why. He's going to end up in a hospital very soon, and he's going to be in a white straitjacket. That's going to be his future.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking the other day. Least shocking headlines, Maradona passes away due to whatever, because
the rate he's going, it's not looking good for him.
Absolutely. At the World Cup here in South Africa, around 750,000 beers were sold at stadiums, which is equivalent to about 3.1 million litres of beer. Yes.
Yeah, South Africans in general have a dope problem. We're always in statistics about that.
That is correct. That is also the most beer sold at a World Cup in the history of the World Cup.
Sure.
The 2010 South African World Cup.
That's madness.
Yes. And I think all of us here, we obviously played our role.
Yes.
It's important to not give all the credit to all the other South Africans, you know. For that and anything else you might have missed on the show this week, go to our blog, the Big Breakfast blog on ofm.co.za. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you back Monday morning, 6 a.m. for the Big Breakfast. Right here on OFM, the sound of your life.
The Big Breakfast on OFM with 4x4 Mega World, your complete outdoor world.